brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. We are launching another key transmission. Here we are, live, December 15th, 2011, on this Thursday edition, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be joining us for about 30 minutes in the third hour today. He has announced, remember, he went to the Supreme Court and won one of the only big landmark Second Amendment cases back in the mid-1990s. He had the Brady Bill thrown out. The federal government just went to a new illegal instant check registration system that never got challenged after that. But he did have a key states' rights victory in his lawsuit against the feds. He has announced he is going to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I've warned the ADL in letters from my lawyer, and I've warned the Southern Poverty Law Center that if they ever say that I'm telling people to kill cops, I'm going to have to sue them. Because that's dangerous, folks. The cops believe that stuff. That's why when they pull somebody over and find a pocket constitution or a Ron Paul bumper sticker, I've got the squad car video, they literally start freaking out like they found a dead baby. Because they're brainwashed that if people talk about freedom, that they want to kill police. And they kept saying it about Sheriff Mack, and he told them to retract it. And they did in some little bitty thing in the back of their magazine. And he said, everywhere I go trying to talk to police, you know, but you want to kill us thing, I'm going to have to sue you. And they're going to lose because they've admitted he never said anything remotely close to it. So we're going to be talking to him. That's an article up at Infowars.com from the New American. William F. Jasper interviewed him out at the John Birch Society meeting in California. And he says he's not happy to have to do it. It'll take a lot of time and energy, but that he is going to have to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. And he admitted Potok, the head of it, got on the phone and apologized. He's like, look, the horse already left the barn, buddy. You've told people in all these publications that they mail out to hundreds of thousands of people, including every police department and in training, that I said kill police. And for my own safety, I've got to sue you to make sure this gets a bunch of publicity so that people understand I'm not saying kill police. And that's what they teach. They teach that if you're into liberty, you want to kill cops. Remember what came out 2 days ago, ADL headline, secret sheriff's department meeting, small government activists are listed as terrorists. And it says these are terrorists. Again, government and outlets that are teaching people that, well, that's terrorism in my book against the Republic. I mean, when the government's caught lying to Congress and shipping guns into Mexico, and the memos are public, CBS News, to blame the Second Amendment. Is that terrorism? Of course, that is terrorism. Remember the definition of terrorism, threatening violence or carrying out violence to get the public to give in to your political demands. In fact, that's a paraphrase. Guys, pull up the actual definition for me. Just put it on screen. Thank you. Government's own definition is carrying out violence or threatening violence for a political or economic gain. To scare those being threatened into acquiescing. That's kind of the long one. It's a very short, simple one. But it's basically threatening violence for a political outcome or carrying out violence. I don't know. You ship tens of thousands of guns into Mexico, kill a bunch of people to blame the Second Amendment to get a political outcome. Textbook, capital T, T. Give me a T. Give me an E. Give me an R, R, O, R, I, S, M. What does it spell? Terrorist government. Terrorist government. And there it is, terrorism from the dictionary. The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. The state of fear and submission produced by terrorism or terrorization. A terroristic method of governing or resisting a government. Oh yeah, governments generally are the terrorists. And we have a terrorist government that calls the real Americans the terrorists. It's real simple. Hitler called the people he rounded up terrorists. I'm not a terrorist. I'll be right back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends, to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones, obviously. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. I see a headline at PrisonPlanet.com. Nigel Farage, one of the main U.K. members of the EU Parliament, with the headline, Europe is establishing a Euro prison. Well, that's why we call it Prison Planet. The globalists, in their own words, used that term in the 20s. They are constructing a prison planet, which is an artificial environment where we are in the compact cities, highly controlled, surveilled, where our economy is totally managed and can be incrementally shut down into a post-industrial system. In fact, Malthus was calling for this almost 300 years ago. His ideas were then adopted by Galton and Darwin and others. It's all called eugenics. If we want to know what governs our world, it is eugenics. Hitler was a variant spinoff of that. And basically only went after certain groups, and so the establishment shut him down. But as a UT professor, the head of the botany department told my father, eugenics is good and real. It's just Hitler only went after certain groups. We're going to go after bad genes across the board through all groups. And then this weekend, running on the treadmill, I watched X-Men First Class. And in it, there is a Nazi Joseph Mengele type scientist who's actually a mutant. You don't know that till later, who tortures Magneto and kills his mother. trying to make Magneto exercise his powers of being able to control metal with his magnetic, mutation. And later you learn that guy's a mutant too. And he's like, I didn't like the Nazis. I just used it as a way to have power over genetics and the future. Again, it's even in movies. The movie The Island, which I rewatched this week on the treadmill, because I'm now running about 8 miles a day, and instead of 3 miles. And so I ended up watching basically an hour and a half of film at a time. And I'm sitting there watching it, and the whole thing is about eugenics and world government and artificial habitats. They are just throwing it in our face at every level. Everything I've read in the UN documents, the Club of Rome documents, the MIT reports, the Air Force reports, the Pentagon reports from the 60s and 70s that we've published and made films about, like Endgame, all the futurist quotes, all the things they push, the stuff that was promoted by the eugenicists in the 20s and 30s and 40s in England, which they then changed to transhumanism. Aldous Huxley, his brother Julian Huxley, head of the UN UNESCO program. That's the global Agenda 21 standardization of all nations, education, breeding, population, everything. That's the real head of the UN, is the head of UNESCO. That's the real power of the UN, the global regulatory framework. That's why it's all, they secretly take your blood in Australia for 40 years, the U.S. for 40 years, in Germany for 40 years, in England for 40 years. It's the same global standardization. And when you finally learn about this and you learn they act like we're a bunch of dumb animals and they operate pretty much in plain view. It's all in the white papers. It's all in the reports. It's all there from Bertrand Russell, all of them, about they're going to establish a world government. They're going to lovingly exterminate most people once it's in place with controlled bioweapons. That it's for the good of the earth and then only the super genes will interbreed and humans will live 500 years. They're science fiction people. But what is science fiction 100 years ago is now reality in most cases. They are visionaries, and they will argue. They'll say, look, we built the world. We controlled its destiny. Look at what we've done. Yeah, you've really screwed up humanity. You've taken our weaknesses and maximized them because you weren't really just seeking for advanced and specialized people to enhance humanity. The real eugenics is not positive and negative, as we're told. Making the good even better and getting rid of the bad, which is evil on so many fronts, because it's just an excuse to tyranny and total power. More importantly, true eugenics at the real level, not the stuff they teach in the colleges for the college students being told you're part of the elite, you're part of the good folks, you've got the good gene pool, still taught at UT, still taught everywhere. I have state hearings in Endgame where they say we've got more than 2/3 of the kids on drugs. We're doing all this to them because they got bad genes. There's no test. They just say you have bad genes. But the big secret is they seek to dumb people down and seek a Charlotte Isherby who worked at the Department of Education, father and grandfather, skull and bones. That's why she was allowed into those areas. Head of policy, number two there. She got all the government documents. It's in the big report at PrisonPlanet.tv, Skull and Bones and Education, how they set it all up through Skull and Bones to actually target the smart people and those that they didn't decide to have join them or wouldn't to be dumbed down. The general public poisoned, the sodium fluoride in the water, all of it. And the elite obviously are highly intelligent, but they're becoming decadent. Their own propaganda, their own brainwashing, their own chemicalization is, and their own propaganda brainwashing and flicker rate and the rest of it, and the mesmerized TV dream state program has blown back on them. The elite today aren't what the elite were just 50 years ago. They are out of control. They're not focused. They're dangerous. And so even if you're for this evil plan, you've got to recognize it's not going the way they said it would. You're not in control. You're not God. And things are going to happen that are going to be unforeseen. Okay, that said, I'm already digressing into a speech here. Let me restart here with the show right now. U.S. war in Iraq is declared officially over, but some 50,000 contractors are staying in, quote, embassy staff at bases all over the country. So that's not a real removal of the troops. And the troops that are being taken out are mainly being sent to Kuwait and other staging grounds in places like Jordan for war with Syria and Iran. Here's another headline. Herat: Syrian rebels kill dozens of Assad forces in fresh clashes. You mean the al-Qaeda rebels that were given Libya and now are being backed by U.S., Saudi, Jordanian, and other special forces. Human Rights Watch releases report claiming military commanders given direct orders to kill and torture protesters. Same thing we were told about Gaddafi that turned out to not be true. And then we learned the West did it. And the BBC even admitted yesterday massive cullings in the tens of thousands of blacks on site in Libya. BBC's like, oh, too bad. U.S. troops leave Iraq with heads high. As if you ever leave a country, it's some kind of defeat. They're not leaving. Just the main force is being rotated out with a new set of wars. Doubts, fears, nag Iraqis as U.S. pulls out. And it continues. Now, let's get to the other big news. Arab uprising could spark unrest in U.K., top general says, Reuters. The British government's also saying the implosion of Europe is a military threat. We're going to be getting to all of that. It is the planned, designed implosion. Sheriff Richard Mack is joining us. Coming up for 30 minutes of the third hour, he has announced he's going to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center, who has said that he has called for killing police, which is, of course, not true. As Sheriff Mack points out, he never shot anybody in his years in law enforcement as a peace officer, never had to even unholster his gun, and has simply taught the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And when the Southern Poverty Law Center gets scared of you, they say that you say kill cops. So when they go train cops, Southern Poverty Law Center, cops will never look at anything that Sheriff Mack is trying to teach them. Who, by the way, defeated the feds at the Supreme Court in the mid-90s on the Brady Bill, restricting our Second Amendment. So Mack knows what he's doing, and he got an apology over the phone from Potok, who for years has been saying it, who's had Southern Poverty Law Center doing it. And they printed a tiny retraction in the back of their magazine, and that just won't do it. Sheriff Mack is going around the country. Sheriff Mack is going around the country, really upping the ante, educating sheriffs and police chiefs everywhere, and really going into high gear. And everywhere he's going, they're saying, well, here's the training manuals. They say, you say, kill us. So he went to the Southern Poverty Law Center, and he said, you know, you as the federally funded trainers of local and all federal police, this is wrong. And I think I'm going to sue you. And so, again, he talked to Potok. Potok said, well, I'm sorry, you're right. We went back to the tapes of your speeches. You never said that. I mean, by the way, Mack's pretty calm, genteel, and milquetoast. He doesn't talk about violence and things like that. So they said, we'll print a retraction. And it didn't do anything, what, 6 months ago when they did it. He still gets to hear he's a guy calling for killing cops. So he has to sue them to bring it out in the media and point out they did this. And they've basically done it to almost everybody. I mean, it's MSNBC played a clip of myself and Ron Paul out of context where we talked about if they keep pushing things, it'll probably get violent. But that we're trying to avert it. They cut that part off. And in that special they had, Rise of the New Right, and said Ron Paul and Alex Jones want to kill cops or whatever. This is the standard thing they do. So the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center can come into the departments and brainwash everybody against the Second Amendment, against the Bill of Rights, the Founding Fathers. I mean, these manuals are insane. Bob Barr's bad. Alex Jones is bad. Ron Paul's bad. 10 years ago, having an American flag flying in your house was a sign of evil. Pocket constitutions, pure evil. And, of course, people hearing this who are normal Americans and aren't brainwashed are like, well, that's ridiculous. I've got the training videos. It's in Road to Tyranny, public online. A fireman sent us from a police and fire department, a sheriff's department meeting, a packed classroom, and FEMA's up there, military guy, high and tight haircut, going, George Washington, terrorist, Thomas Jefferson, terrorist. They're bad. They're our enemy. People that believe in, you know, the Bill of Rights are the enemy. They want to kill you. And the cops are in there agreeing with it. And then I keep talking about this because it's key evidence. I have the footage out of a squad car video in state police in Virginia. And they at a checkpoint, they want to search a woman's car. And she says no. They pull her out, find a pocket constitution, and start hyperventilating and leaning on the car like they just entered hell and seen Satan. I mean, some kind of mind control, like they drugged the cops or brainwashed them somehow. We're going to come back with the admission that the House passed it. It's going to Obama's desk. Indefinite detention for citizens.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
All right, let me get into our top story. It's not just a story, it affects all of us. Go to drudgereport.com. On the right-hand side, you see the headlines. Coming soon, Americans in Gitmo. Next story. Bill allows indefinite detention without trial. Next link. Obama demanded law apply to U.S. citizens. Next link. Even Al Jazeera asked, how did we get here? Yeah, Saddam's constitution said he couldn't indefinitely detain without charges. Only in America would they be public about it. But if you click on that third link, it's an InfoWars.com link. It's funny. I was already reading Drudge this morning, and I was telling Watson, you got to write another article and send it to Drudge because he's covering the indefinite detention and point out that point out that we've been documenting that Obama's been for it all along with the proof. And then sure enough, I hit refresh and they had it up there. So there is the report. Indefinite detention bill heads to Obama's desk as White House drops veto threat. Establishment media and neocons still pretend NDAA doesn't apply to American citizens. Now, let's stop right there. This is the type of deception I deal with. 3 weeks ago, we learned that they put the provisions in the bill. It says citizens are exempt in one section, but another, where they always do it, says that you're not exempt. And you can be secretly arrested, disappear forever, and then if you connect it to the other acts, be executed, be tortured. And Obama's out there killing U.S. citizens with drones, setting the precedent, and said, we'll do it in America. Now you see drones going after farmers in North Dakota, Air Force. They announced NORTHCOM. Yeah, we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. We'll use the military against you. We'll kill anybody in the world, including the U.S. So Obama has people come out and say, I'm going to veto that. But if you read the fine print, he said, because I already have that power, I don't need to be given the power by Congress, which itself is incredible treason. It's like he said, I don't need their authorization to attack Libya. Plus, it's peaceful. I have U.N. authorization. I get my orders from the U.N. Remember 6 months ago? The quote, no-fly zone and all that? Incredible things are happening. They're fully butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution right now, and they've got to do it in plain view so the military and police and bureaucrats go along with it. They got to set up highway checkpoints with the Army and Marines to just get you to accept it. It's got to be out in the open because they want to go fully operational against everybody. So they got to hide it in plain view like it's normal so that people don't stand down. They've just got to, instead of even selling it, they just do it and say, that's the way it is. After all these years, we warned you it was being set up behind the scenes as they announced the world government, the global corporate takeover. This now happens. And so for weeks, we have to fight the trolls. And I saw the government IP addresses, the trolls on our channels, trolls on our websites, the IP addresses saying, you're a liar. It doesn't affect citizens. How dare you? To make the debate about, is it for citizens or not? Then there's more deception. Obama comes out and says he's going to veto it. The ACLU hails him. It fools a bunch of people who later had to retract RT, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others, and I'm not blaming them. Everybody gets fooled. Then finally, I got people to read the subsection, and others did. And I had Bruce Fine, other constitutional lawyers, on to break down what was really there. And then Obama, we told you Monday, I said, you watch, he will sign it. Even though he says he doesn't want the congressional power, he secretly is for it. Our congressional sources have told us. And then sure enough, the video from debate I hadn't even seen surfaced of Senator Carl Levin, John McCain, all of them. It's in Paul Watson's article, indefinite detention bill heads to Obama desk as White House drops veto threat. Obama was behind it the entire time with the Republicans. Again, to end Posse Comitatus and use the military against us, which they've already been secretly training them for at least 15 years. Let's go to one of the short clips of Carl Levin. Here it is as we go to break.
And I'm wondering whether the senator is familiar with the fact that the language which precluded the application of Section 1031 to American citizens was in the bill that we originally approved in the Armed Services Committee, and the administration asked us to remove the language which says that U.S. citizens and lawful residents would not be subject to this section. Is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration that asked us to remove the very language which we had in the bill which passed the committee, and that we removed it at the request of the administration that would have said that this determination would not apply to U.S. citizens and lawful residents? I'm just wondering, is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration which asked us to remove the very language, the absence of which is now objected to by the senator from Illinois?
I'm familiar now because the senator from Michigan.
Okay, we're going to go to break and come back. CBS News admits it does affect U.S. citizens. Get ready. They've declared war on us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Postavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food. Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We had better rally patriots worldwide, and yeah, we have. And you, the listeners of these broadcasts that have passed out the DVDs, the books, the information, the audio links, the YouTube videos, we're reaching tens of millions a week now. But it's not enough. The system knows we're awake and is just going ahead with absolute total robbery. The head of the CME Group, the biggest commodities exchange system in the world, trillions a day, has come out, of course, as we played yesterday here on air, and said in testimony before Congress that Corzine of MF Global did know where the money went and took it. Federal regulators would have us believe that now for a month and a half, they don't know where the money went. They know where every red cent went, just like Forbes and AP and others did a month ago. Much of it went to J.P. Morgan Chase of private bank accounts, private brokerage accounts. It's a new level of evil, just like all of it is, launching wars without congressional approval. The Congress makes the laws, the Congress declares war, the Congress authorizes war, now it does nothing. Now they come out and they announce You know what? Kellogg, Brown, and Root of Halliburton built the FEMA camps, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and now we're going to man the camps. And we put that out last Tuesday. It got zero mainstream media coverage. Official documents, official links. We got it off a hidden link that was sent to us on the Kellogg, Brown, and Root site. Media bought and paid for is not media. It is enemy banker propaganda arms. And you're not going to get the truth from them until it's too late. Now CBS News, now ABC News, now Associated Press are, you know what? It does affect citizens, and you will be secretly arrested and disappear. So they can walk into the troops and the FBI and the police and say, we now will have people disappear. This is normal. And then, of course, it'll be some Arab terrorist, supposedly. And it'll be like, well, at least it's for somebody who looks scary, got a beard. And then they set the precedent with that. And yeah, the government's killing terrorists with drones that are American citizens. What's the big deal? When you get the training manuals that we've published, that law enforcement has sent us, it's all about returning veterans, number one, gun owners, retired cops, landowners, libertarians, constitutionalists, gunsmiths, business owners, conservative preachers. And it's all you conservatives that went along with this thinking, oh, well, we're just getting a foreign enemy. Never forget 9/11. I saw some guy driving a Crown Vic today. Took a photo of it. I may blur out his license plate and show it on the TV show or Twitter it or something. And I was watching, driving behind him for about 10 minutes today. And he had a bumper sticker that said, God bless our troops, especially the snipers. Then he had a 9/11 never forget. I was thinking, well, yeah, I mean, God bless our troops. Most of them mean well and are people with courage and commitment, more than the general public. I can admire that. I have a lot of family in the military. And our military certainly has a great illustrious history in many respects. But if America was run by a foreign power and was hijacked, which it is, now what is that military? Well, it's now like a hijacked bus. The bus may be a nice bus, not bad itself, but if they're going to try to run you over with it, it's the enemy. They've been trained that we, the people, are the enemy. The government has declared war on us. The government is involved in insider trading publicly. The government's involved in narcotics trafficking and money laundering. It's even in the New York Times 2 weeks ago. And no one gets in trouble. And the government grows the opium in Afghanistan and ships it out. And then has the nerve to try to pull somebody like me over at a checkpoint. I've been through checkpoints. And want to search my car like I've got drugs. Even if I did, which I don't. Even if I did have illegal drugs, it's a joke. They're only illegal to keep the price up. It's a fraud. When you wear that uniform, you now work for a hijacked government that's been caught thousands of times trafficking narcotics. Not low-level cops, the entire system. Most police now are just there to raise revenue. And they're all excited like hunting dogs to find something wrong and get patted on the head and get promoted. And they lie to people and say there's not quotas when the memos have come out for decades, that there's quotas. And then when a crime gets committed, it's been a mixed bag in my life and my car's been stolen or house broken into. Sometimes they won't even show up. Other times they've shown up in 5 minutes. The point is they can't and won't protect me. And the system wants to take my right away to defend myself. Now, despite the system's total propaganda push, they failed. And the statistics show we've never had more gun ownership in modern America than we have now. And the liberals in the last decade are out buying guns en masse and aren't liberals anymore. They get it. They're not scared of guns anymore. They're learning about empowerment. And the minute you buy a gun, go take a lesson, learn how to shoot it, and get that confidence, all the rest of your domestication will start leaving you. Being domesticated is sad. It is not cozy under the black wings of the New World Order vultures. There is no future until we get bold and stand up against these people. Because we've got a very... It's like going to the doctor and they tell you, sir, you don't have something like skin cancer or something that's easily treated. You've got liver cancer. It's spread to your lungs and many other areas. If we act now, you've got a 10% chance of living. If not, you'll be dead in 6 weeks. As for tyranny, the way tyranny goes, we've gone into the doctor, they've shown us the CAT scan, there's cancer all over the country. But we're not just one body. Ideas are bulletproof and can rise like Phoenix. America is going to completely collapse. I tried to avert it. Ron Paul tried to avert it for decades. Many others, countless other patriots and people with foresight and who were informed were ridiculed and laughed at by the domesticated slaves. We tried to turn this around. It's going to collapse now. There's no stopping that. But through the crash landing, we might be able to at least get our landing gear down and get the nose up and slow down a little bit so that, yeah, we crash and maybe roll once, but as a society, something's left to rebuild with. Right now, we're going straight down at 500 miles an hour towards the ground. Nobody's going to survive it. If we can just, people are starting to wake up. The American people should be the pilots. We're flown by globalist madmen. If we can get control of the stick and get it up and get that nose up and slow down enough, we got a chance at salvaging something. And then through all the pain that's going to come, the fact that we aced in the hold the globalists, the fact that we set information warfare time bombs by the millions worldwide, with books, DVDs, material, articles, our testament of what was coming, our warning to the world is there, and now like chapters of a book is coming true. It's got chills again. And if you're not upset in your gut, in your spirit, you have no discernment, folks. And you need to ask God to open your eyes and open your heart and open your soul. If you're not worried, and I love that bumper sticker, that if you're not upset, you're not paying attention. And again, you think we've gone down the cliff? We were just down kind of at the top of the mountain here where it's just at a slight grade. You kind of bounce down some rocks, get some cuts and bruises. Doesn't feel too good. Now we've got one handhold right there at the edge of a 10,000-foot drop. I mean, the wind's blowing over us. We're bleeding. Our head's bruised. We're kind of dizzy. You think you've been through some tyranny? You ain't seen nothing yet. And we're right there with one handhold. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, federal government, FBI, Justice Department are like little devils on our fingers, just stabbing them, stabbing the Patriots, stabbing Ron Paul, trying to get that hand to let go. And the hand is, they're like little insects chewing through our fingers. And they want us to fall. And we're hanging. All of us are hanging together. And we need everybody to regenerate the tissue in those fingers by every person you warn, every person you speak out to, every talk show you call, every email you send, every Facebook and Twitter you engage in, every YouTube video you upload, every banner hang you do on a highway, every group of police officers you walk up to in a coffee shop and talk to. Get past that first level of fear. That regenerates the tissue as these little demonic beetles are trying to eat the flesh away from our hand. And if we took enough action, our hand would swell in size and power and be able to pull us up. And then we could crawl, getting the body moving up the cliff back towards liberty. But right now, we're hanging over the precipice, hanging right now. And the traitors are doing everything they can to make sure we fall. Because they've always hated the Republic. They've always hated our liberties. They've always hated our freedoms. And when America falls, the light of liberty goes out of the world. You know, growing up, I was more ignorant about the world and how bad it really is. And I'd hear, oh, the United States, the light of the world, the city on the hill, and Ronald Reagan would say it. And despite all our indiscretions and problems, we really were that. And our country would criticize secret arrest and checkpoints and police brutality. And when we did have things like that happen, the public got upset. People in government got upset. And we would get back on course, at least trying to go in the right direction. But now, since the staged events of 9/11, that undoubtedly was a stake through the heart of the Republic. All over the world, every government says we can torture and kill and secretly arrest now. America does it. And you notice our government doesn't criticize that anymore. The United States is now not like a lighthouse to wary ships that are lost at sea. Now, it's actually like a black hole sucking the light out of the world. A huge engine of just absolute death and destruction and weakness. And I almost wanted at a red light pull up beside that guy and roll on the window and say, hey, you say never forget 9/11. You say, God bless our snipers. If you really care about those snipers, you'd not want them to be mercenaries for the people destroying our country. You know, what do you think about Al-Qaeda giving control of Libya? You do know about that. And, you know, I talked to good old boys now, and I was at our deer camp. I wasn't deer hunting, but there were some deer hunters there. And they knew who I was and a month or so ago on opening weekend. And they knew who I was, and I was talking to them. They'd seen the show online and seen me on History Channel and things. And they're like, Alex, you know, I just can't believe the government would do that. And I said, criminal elements. And I said, well, you know, Al-Qaeda's been given control of Libya. And they go, yeah, yeah, I guess Obama's just a traitor. Obama's a traitor? No, 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 no. I mean, I've been on shows like Man Count. He says, he must be a secret Muslim. Oh, you mean NATO and the Pentagon? Everybody's a secret Muslim because they gave Libya to Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was created by the Pentagon on record. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who set it up in 79, brags. Saudi Arabia is where they're based. Al-Qaeda goes out and finds useful idiots like the FBI does to go on an airplane or whatever. And they're so drugged up, you know, the federal government, the CIA, has to get them on the aircraft. And I was bringing up the underwear bomber gotten on the plane, and the guy had even heard of that. But he just smiled at me and he said, there's probably indiscrepancies in the Bible, but you still believe in that. You're still Christian, aren't you? And I said, well, to take your argument, yes, I'm still a Christian. He goes, well, it's the same with me. I choose. This guy's an engineer, you know, well-to-do, smart guy. He looked at me and he said, I choose to not look at that information. My government's good. He's an Army, you know, or Air Force veteran, the whole nine yards. He's an engineer in the Air Force. And that's what George Orwell talks about in 1984, Crime Stopper, Doublethink. He said it was the most intelligent members of the party, when shown pure proof that Big Brother was lying, would just say, I choose to not see that information. And I said, you know they got underwear bomber on the plane. You know they're giving Al-Qaeda control of Libya. You know they used them against the Serbs and the Russians. Do you understand the government allowed that to happen as a pretext to take all of our liberties? I said, you know they're training the military and police to go after veterans and people. And he goes, I have seen that in the news. I go, well, I broke that information. You understand the bait and switch? And he said, I see what you're saying, but I still just can't believe it. And I choose not to. And had a twinkle in his eye. That is a person willfully not able to face the super creepy fact. What about Fast and Furious? Confirm they lied about that. Confirm they shipped the guns directly into Mexico. Confirm they blew the whistle on themselves when they knew it was coming out to limit it. Confirm the government shipping narcotics in. You know, I mean, I had Arne Saveda, the Austin police chief, in here last week, and I cornered him walking out, and I said, you know they're growing opium in Afghanistan. It's in the news. You know Fast and Furious was a staged event. You know about this. And he just gave me the same look and just said, well, the whole government's not bad. I just can't believe that. And I looked at him, and I said, you've got children. And I said, you just think about the world you're giving them living in your denial. The good thing is, though, when he first came in here 4 years ago or whatever, he was smiling and thought it was all funny. He didn't think it was funny anymore. And then he said some private things to me that showed me he's starting to wake up. And he looked freaked out. Well, you should be freaked out, buddy. I'm freaked out. You think I like being right at the tip of the spear up against these people? You think I like threading the needle? You think I like the fact that they could and may and probably will kill me soon or set me up? I say, so be it. I'm not going to live my life as some coward that sells out to evil and makes excuses and says, well, the government got the underwear Christmas bomber on the plane. And yeah, Al-Qaeda works for the criminals that run our government. And yeah, the government ships drugs in here. And yeah, the government lied and said Obama was against indefinite detention. First, they said there was no such thing for citizens when it was in the bill. Then Obama said he was against it. But in his own memos was for it, and we said, no, he's going to sign it. Now he's announced today he's going to sign it. And now they went ahead and admitted, okay, it is for citizens. It's lies within lies within lies within lies within lies. They've got psychological warfare handbooks they follow, and now it's, yeah, we stole the money at MF Global. Yeah, we're shipping drugs in. Yeah, we're shipping guns out. And Eric Holder came here Wednesday night. We have video of it. I showed it last night on the Nightly News. And he came there, and the head of the UT department groveled to him, and they called him gracious and heroic and a great good man. I mean, here is a known admitted perjurer, criminal, false flag terrorist by every definition. And he's here staging an event against the Second Amendment to fearmonger the public into giving up their guns, and their memos are public that that was their plan, and here he is with all these cowards in stuffed suits bowing down to it, and the UT law school coming and literally clapping and kissing his demonic butt. Don't you children, and that's what these people are like. They're like arrested development children. Don't you understand that when you give in to evil and just go ahead and certify every form of corruption is good, no one is safe, and like oxygen, when you get thrown out of a space capsule or your spacesuit ruptures on a spacewalk, you're going to die within seconds politically, sociologically, economically. A couple years politically is like a few seconds in the scheme of human time. And in a matter of seconds, the air, there's a big hole in the spaceship, and all the air is pouring out right now. The prosperity was generated by liberty. You get rid of the liberty, the prosperity is going out the capsule wall. And a lot of you made jokes about this early on. Now you're trying to, you know, get your oxygen tanks on. We got to fix the hole, folks.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
So, in case you just joined us, the media and the government across the board lied and said for weeks that the indefinite detention bill, NDAA, did not affect citizens. Now, ABC, CBS, they all admit it. The articles are at InfoWars.com and the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. Now, here's some of the other headlines. Big Sis orders ICE to prepare for mass influx of immigrants. That's the cover for the FEMA camps, just as it was in the 80s. Directive follows leaked KBR memo requesting subcontractors to service detention camps that no one will cover or link to. They say, now we're getting ready, within 72 hours notice, when the order is given, to actually, for the first time in modern history, pay the private contractors to man the camps with jail guards, all of it, and no one cared. Only InfoWars.com, who broke it, had it. No one else picked it up. No mainstream media. Because, again, they were preconditioned. There are no FEMA camps. I'm not going to run with bona fide documents and phone numbers and internal emails because they told me it didn't exist. Oh, they're announcing world government in Europe. Well, I better not criticize it because it didn't exist. I was told so. So NDAA didn't affect citizens. Obama was against it. When it came out, it did affect citizens. And then we can play you the clips of Lindsey Graham, Carl Levin, McCain, all the senators saying, yeah, it affects citizens, and Obama asked us to do it. Those videos are up in our article right now. I just played one of them. This is the level of deception. This is a criminal group. People are always, I hear them on talk radio, I wish the government wasn't so dumb and would fix things. While they think raising taxes will help, all the studies show it'll destroy the economy. They know that. The mega corporations are exempt. They write the loopholes. They're offshore. They know they're screwing it up. They know. They're premeditated. They're bad. Man. Look at this. White House okays military detention of terrorism suspects, including U.S. citizens. CBS News. Here's another one. London Guardian military given go-ahead to detain U.S. terrorist suspects without trial. Civil rights group dismayed as Barack Obama abandons commitment to veto new security law contained in defense bill. Flip-flopper. Obama will not veto detention bill. Of course he won't. He was the one that had it added. You just heard the senators. Here's another article explaining to a five-year-old why the indefinite detention bill applies to U.S. citizens on U.S. soil. Yeah, you got to tell your kids, if you're a political activist or writer, the government's going bad. It happens in history sometimes. Like in Nazi Germany and Russia. I've had to have this talk with my son. And you got to understand, your daddy could be arrested. They could say horrible things about me. You need to know that stuff's not true. You know I'm a good moral person. My son's like, yes, Dad, I know you are. You have to understand they could kill me, too. And they could come after you. I'm going to be honest with you. You're 9 years old at the time you know this. He goes, I understand. I've read history. I'm glad we're fighting the evil no matter what happens. And he hugs me. You got more courage than most 50-year-old men. And you people out there that think if you live in denial, this isn't all going to happen. You're going to have everything taken. Your farms, your ranches, everything. I mean, they are going to bring in hardcore tyranny. They want to fully butcher this nation. They want to fully re-educate it. They want to bring everybody to their knees. Predator drones attacking checkpoints, hellish control freak tough guys that love hunting U.S. citizens released, foreign mercs, all of it. And they are all enemies when they engage in this. They are foreign occupiers by the bankers. We're not fighting governments now. We're fighting mega banks that come to shut down governments. I am heartened, though. People are supporting us. We're getting the word out. I want to close by saying, you want to really wake people up, another good way to do it and support our operation, refuel our tanks in the info war, is to get all 18 of my films on DVD. So you can get about 18 different gifts. And if you order by Sunday night, it'll be all shipped out Monday, guaranteed delivery in the U.S. All 18 of my powerful films, 70% off, $99.95, or only 360 Federal Reserve notes at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.